Hi, everybody. It's Blair Nightingale here, one of the coaches over at Tradeway. One of the most interesting things that new traders learn about trading, certainly this was true for me, is how much behind the eyes, between the ears, trading really is. And this is actually good news, because the skill of trading in and of itself is not nearly as complicated as Wall Street wants us to believe that it is. But there is an aspect of trading that is often overlooked. People don't know that they don't know. And this is one of the secrets, one of the master keys to success in trading, okay? Now, I want to give you today three ways that people sabotage their trading success. And it really all stems from this one master key. So let's dive into it here. If you're like most traders, you think your success hinges on the ability to get into a trade that goes up and you sell it, right? I got to get in low, get out high, right? That's the idea. Well, that is important and that is part of the skill set. But the truth is that the person driving the car is the most important aspect. Have you ever heard the phrase, if how-tos were enough, we'd all be skinny, rich, and happy? It's kind of like that. You can learn what to do in an area of life, and then you find your emotions want to pull you away from doing it. This is a very common experience for traders. Some of you guys who've traded before and are listening to me are going, oh, that's totally me. I know what to do. How come sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't, right? Being able to identify stocks that look good and then get the right buy and sell points and all that, yes, that's important. We teach that skill set here at Tradeway. That's part of the system. But what do we do when the emotions get in the way? There's this really popular thing called constraint theory. You maybe heard of it, maybe not. It's just the basic idea that we all have our strengths, but there are several constraints, maybe weaknesses that we have to deal with. And those things have more to do with our success than the strength of our strengths. This is very true with traders. So when I meet traders who want to be trained or maybe who've never been trained but tried to trade, this is a master key area that we could easily help them through. They just didn't have anyone helping them. So we're starting to do that together right here today. One thing I did not understand when I first started trading was that it isn't just about patterns and lines in the system. That is true, but I needed coaches to help me recognize where the two main emotions, fear and greed, were coming into the stock market and into my trading, specifically from the stock market, that were hijacking some of the decisions that I was making. So if the weaknesses that some traders have more to do with their success even than their strengths, what are some of those weaknesses? I'm going to give you the top three ways that we allow these emotions to sabotage our trading, and really, what would a trader do about it? Okay, those are the three things I want to give you right now. So the first way that we can short circuit, we can quit sabotaging our trading, which let me just pause for a second and highlight this word, sabotage. Sabotage is essentially saying here that we're doing the right things. We're headed in the right direction. If we are investing in ourselves, if we're getting training, if we're understanding the skill set of trading, we're not guessing, gambling, and just going for it in the stock market. Hey, Wall Street would love that, right? Because that's how people just give their money to the market. But when we're getting trained, we can be headed in the right direction, doing the right thing, but then we sabotage it when emotions come in and pull us away from the process that we've learned how to do. So it's really information, but it's application. So the first thing I want you to consider is that you need a trading plan. And I want you to write that trading plan down. I've actually got next to me right here, I've got a trading log that I like to do. I've got electronic ways of doing it, but I like writing it down. You can actually write out your trades. Where am I going to get in? Where am I going to get out? Where am I going to exit if it doesn't do what I want? These are some basic things that we need to know, because we are more objective before we get in the trade, right? So we can make the plan. And then when we get in the trade, where we tend to be more emotional, especially in the beginning, then we have the anchor of that trading plan to help us navigate being in the markets and the emotions that that can bring, right? So we can short circuit the sabotage by having a trading plan. A lot of traders sabotage their own success. They don't make a trading plan. That's the first one. The second way that we can quit sabotaging our own success. Hey, we're headed in the right direction, but there's this thing that kind of keeps tripping us up, right? It's like we're trying to run in a pool of water. That's sometimes how I liken it, right? It's not that you don't have the ability to run. It's just that that water's too high. What if it was 5 feet? What if we drained it by half? What if we drained that by half? What a difference that would make. Some of us are running. Man, you've got the strength. You're highly trained, but that water is too high. That constraint is too high. It's sabotage. The second way to quit sabotaging is slow down your trading. Now, I'm going to say two things about this. One, traders have to understand the power of patience. Now, traders are specific with what they're looking for. When they see it, they take action. They're very, very decisive. That's an important trait, something we can build as a trader. So we're not passive. When we see opportunities, we take advantage. However, we are patient for those opportunities to come up, right? So patience is a superpower in trading. Slow down a little bit, okay? Super important. Next thing, slow down. Don't start with day trading. It's very popular. It's all over. It's also the deep end of the pool for trading. And a lot of traders don't have the emotional awareness and development that I'm describing, something we take our students through here at Tradeway every day. Okay, very important. We've been around since 2009, have tens of thousands of active students. This emotional training process is an important part. It's a doable part of teaching and training traders, but it's something we have to do. So if we're just starting, getting into day trading is designed to trigger your emotions. Wall Street wants to do that, and they know how to do that with a stock chart. I promise you that is true. So we want to start slower. We do something we call swing and position trading. It's not so fast. It's not so emotional. It's not so intense. Day trading is not the only kind of trading. There are other ways to do this. So we slow them down and we get rid of that sabotage. Third way to quit sabotaging your trading success, don't trade in isolation, okay? Learning anything in isolation is harder. Not knowing what you don't know in trading makes it harder. Why make anything harder? Well, what we do here at Tradeway is we connect traders with coaches, but also with other fellow students, right? We build community around trading. People tend to grow more effectively in community, and trading can be a lonely thing to do. It's you, it's your screen. Now, we're not going to sit in front of our screens all day long, just like day traders do, okay? We're certainly not going to start there, but we want to be connected. We teach a style of trading that allows you to go about your life, do the things you need to do while we put our money to work for us in the stock market, but also connecting us to other people so that we can accelerate the learning journey, but also be encouraged, edified, okay? I'll actually be running a prayer meeting with many of our students today as I'm recording this video. I'm telling you, I'm gonna do one later today because that's a part of our community too. That's just something we do. That's just who we are here at Tradeway. So don't do it in isolation, okay? This helps your learning journey. It also helps you emotionally, which can help you in your trading. These are the three things that I would start with. If you have not been implementing any of these things and you begin to do so, this has the potential to have a tremendous impact on what you are pursuing, on your trading specifically, because these are things that traders learn to do. They're necessary, they're helpful, they give us an advantage. This is what we want to do, but we don't do it alone. We do this in a community. So I want to invite you to come and join me and my good friend, fellow coach here at Tradeway, Dave Huber. We're going to go even deeper and teach you a masterclass. Come join us. This is at tradeway.com/ Masterclass. We're going to spend some time together going even deeper into these concepts and helping you get equipped for where you want to go.